Well, Project Veritas yesterday, they had a fun morning, to say the least. Project Veritas had a fun morning. James O'Keefe and the team there, somehow they got credentialed into the CNN morning news call. Cool thing to do. And they recorded it, because that is what they do. And they got Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, talking about all sorts of things, including the president, Senator Lindsey Graham, and more. We have a couple of excerpts for you. Let's start with bite number 9. Here's, you could be part of it too. Thanks to Project Veritas, you could be part of the CNN morning news call. Here you go, bite 9. Go.
Jeff Zucker, president of CNN, explains to his editorial team on the 9 a.m. call that we recorded that they should, quote, lean in to not normalizing Trump's erratic behavior. Listen to this.
Okay, I just want to reemphasize that, I think we cannot normalize what has happened here in the last week with Trump and his behavior. And I go back to what David Chalian said, that this is a president who knows he's losing, who knows he's in trouble, is sick, maybe is on the after effects of steroids or not, I don't know, but he is acting erratically and desperately, and we need to not normalize that.
Erratically and desperately. You mean by calling out that there was election fraud? It's all right, Jeff. You guys don't have to cover it. 75 million Americans are pretty clear on it. In fact, those numbers are larger because 30% of Democrats realized the fix was in. The Republic is being stolen right in front of us while you sit there at Chicken Noodle News and lie to us. It's all right, Jeff. We get it. We understand. You have a network with a revolving door to the Democrat Party. We're going to get to that in a moment, by the way. A revolving door between CNN, MSNBC, and the Democrat Party and power brokers. They're all the same. George Stephanopoulos goes from ABC to the White House and back to ABC. And Jen Psaki goes from the White House to television back to the White House. That's the way it goes. Then Chicken Noodle News, apparently they have a problem with Lindsey Graham. Man, they must be pissed they didn't steal that election. And if you're going to steal one in South Carolina, be bold. But you failed on that, Mark. But here's bite 10. We weigh in again. Go.
Frankly, if we've made any mistake, it's that our banners have been too polite, and we need to go well after Lindsey Graham. There's a ton going on. Let's stay strong. Let's stay newsy. Let's stay urgent. Let's be smart. There is a lot of news out there, and Lindsey Graham really deserves it.
Each of these so-called scandals for Trump, each of these things, we should just once again be careful to say that this is the one that is going to undo him with his voters.
We should go after Lindsey Graham. We should have banners and headlines that are more vicious, more direct. We should go after Lindsey Graham. He's the enemy now. Of course he is. What's CNN going to do, by the way, when Donald Trump declares his candidacy for president on January 20th, 2021? And sits there and watches Biden fumble with Iran, China, global warming nonsense with John Kerry. If ever there was a hapless insider in the deep state, John Kerry is the photo that would come up in the dictionary for hapless, useless politician. John Kerry, right there on the page. What a weasel. I say that with all due respect. Mr. Weasel might be more appropriate. At any rate, fun to listen in, isn't it, to CNN and hear what they're doing and what they're thinking. When what they're thinking is, you, America, don't matter. You, America, don't matter, which is why we have programs just like this one for you to listen to every day. Join me here every day. We may not always agree, but then again, you're entitled to be wrong. We may not always agree, but I will tell you with common sense and good sourcing and links and information. To the best of my knowledge, I will sift through it to get you to an answer that makes sense, that's credible, that's not necessarily based on emotion, but mathematical surety. That's why we're here together every day. And no, I will not go quietly into that good night. Joe Biden did not win this election. I'm certain of it. You're certain of it as well. Now, the problem is, can you prove it? Or do they get to take office anyway and start ramming their socialist agenda down our throats? I won't go quietly and I won't swallow easily. I'll be here to stand up and we'll show them what resistance really looks like and sounds like. The resistance to being stolen will be strong. And my friends, do not sit out. The next election, you must stand up. You must be heard. You have to be. Right now, the fraud is being exposed everywhere. I don't believe they'll ever be able to pull this stunt again. Not with truckloads of ballots going from New York to Pennsylvania, as we heard that truck driver tell us. You won't be able to have fake water main breaks. Republicans won't leave the building at 1 in the morning and say, oh, it's time to take a break. They'll go, yeah, right, we'll be sitting right here. None of these things will happen again because you and I won't let it. And any damage these fools do if they get their handles and their hands on the White House and the hands on the handles of power, we will fix it. We will not give up. I will not give up. And I haven't given up yet on the fact that the president could still win this thing in the courts. That's still in play. It may be a small chance, but it's a chance. And until that's exhausted, I'm all for the full process going forward. That's what the courts are for. Adjudicate disagreements. I happen to believe the election was not won by Joe Biden. That's my disagreement. Well, unless, of course, he had the election theory, which he didn't. We'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.